Yes, it is GCSE results day this Thursday, the 21st of August. Just remember, you've done everything you can, and this is just a piece of paper which is going to show you how well you did in one set of exams. Now, for those of you guys who ace your exams, phenomenal, good work. But the work doesn't end there because you've got A-levels coming from September, and you've got to start preparing for those if you haven't already started. And no, I don't mean you need to start preparing for your A-level exams, but you need to start preparing for the workload that's coming, perhaps reading up on the things that you're going to be learning in September and October so that you can familiarize yourself with the new concept and really difficult words which you've never seen before. And if you're somebody who doesn't do as well as they hoped that they would do, it's not the end of the road. There are always options for every single one of you, so make sure you think about what your plan B is. If you don't get into the sixth form that you wish to get into, perhaps you're going to go to another sixth form or another college. And all these decisions that you're making should be with a thought in the back of your mind about what you want to do later on in life. So maybe what you want to study at university, or what job you want to do when you're older. Keep that in your mind and make your decision based off that. Do things which will be a stepping stone into the career or into the field of study that you want to go into. And I'll also be back before Thursday to tell you guys all the freebies you can get as GCSE students receiving your grades on Thursday. So make sure you don't miss out on that, because free stuff is free stuff.